Hello and welcome to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. I'm your host, Reb T. On this show, we try to talk the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, trying to find some practical lessons, practical learning, practical advice from that Mishnah of the day with using the Yad Avraham from Art Scroll. We are in the middle of Season 3. All previous seasons, all previous episodes are available at Anchor. We'll include the link in the posting here on Sheer Enjoyment as well. But just to give it to you, it is www.anchor.fm/TANIG. The show used to be called the PAL with Tani G, but we're switching the name to the PAL with Reb T. Again, all previous episodes, including the first half of this season and all the previous seasons, the previous two seasons, are available on anchor.fm, like the radio FM, anchor.fm/TANIG, anchor.fm/TANIG. So here we are in 4-7, Dalet 7, talking all these wonderful things, how to live a more ethical, more moral life. And let's see what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Shmuel beno Omer, Rabbi Shmuel the son of Rav Yossi says, HaChoshech Atzmo min Hadin, one who withdraws from judgment, Porek mimenu Eva, V'gazel u'shevu ashav, removes from himself hatred, robbery, and the responsibility of an unnecessary oath, V'hagas libo behora'a, but one who is too self-confident in issuing legal decisions, shote rasha vegas ruach, is a fool, is wicked, and is arrogant of spirit. Pirkei Avos is always straightforward and says right to the point. I love that about Pirkei Avos, but always practical things. So let's go a little deeper with Yad Avraham. What else we could learn? Rabbi Shmuel was as great as his father, Rav Yosef Bar Chalafta, in scholarship. Withdrawing from judgment, a judge should not accept a legal case if a judge more qualified than him is available to adjudicate. Rav. You know, we talk a lot about Hishtadaliyos Ish. Try to be that man if no one else is there. But if there is someone more qualified than you, then let that person do it instead of you. If there's no one else there, then you got to be the Torah guide to guide everybody around, like we talk about it, Hishtadaliyos Ish. But again, if someone more qualified, let him take over. Removes from himself hatred, the losing litigant often resents the judge. Judge, convinced that he did not sufficiently weigh the merits of his arguments, one who withdraws from judging a case, either by allowing his colleague to judge the case or by convincing the litigants to compromise, avoids being subjected to this hatred. And that comes from Rav and Rav Yonah. Robbery. A judge is always at risk of issuing an erroneous decision. If he should err and require the innocent party to pay, he deprives the loser of his rightful property, quote-unquote loser. The winning, quote-unquote litigant, has no moral right to keep to that money and is guilty of theft if he keeps it. The judge is held accountable for his role in abating this crime by refraining from accepting this role or by suggesting a compromise. One avoids this pitfall, and that comes from Rav and Magen Avos. And the responsibility for an unnecessary oath, a judge may incorrectly obligate a disputant to swear, thus violating the prohibition against making an unnecessary oath, even though the disputant swore truthfully. Alternatively, the guilty party might swear falsely, denying his guilt. And that's Rav's second approach. Magen Avos. You could also see Rashi. One who is too self-confident in issuing legal decisions. A lot of times we're very quick to judge, which we should always try to avoid. We're supposed to be dan l'kaf schus, looking for the most benefit of the doubt as possible, but many times we're too quick to do that, and we should always take a second to think before we speak and think before we act, think before we judge, even though we shouldn't judge at all. An overconfident judge assumes he is a legal expert and is unafraid that he may issue an incorrect ruling. As Rav Yonah explains, he thus does not spend the time needed to investigate the matter thoroughly and weigh all the arguments again and again. As Rav explains, an overconfident judge ignores the directive of the men of the Great Assembly in Mishnah 1:1, and this is the exact opposite of one who withdraws from judgment, one who understands the great responsibility to judge correctly and is afraid that he might err in judgment. As Rav Yonah says, is a fool, only a fool assumes a judicial role recklessly and issues decisions in haste, as Magen Avos explains, and is wicked. Rav Yishmael adds that a judge who issues a hasty decision is wicked, since he must surely realize how easily man can err. Even the most erudite and wisest of men can err in judgment and thus must take the time to properly reflect on each individual case that he handles. Hence, no God-fearing person would ever rush to render a judgment, as Raviona explains, and is arrogant of spirit. Only a truly haughty person thinks that he can rely on his own wisdom and rule without properly reflecting on the case, as Maganavas explains. Moreover, one who rules hastily is mainly interested in impressing people with his ability to educate quickly yet wisely, and expects them to appoint him to a position of authority. His pursuit of power and authority is a true indication of haughtiness, as Raviona explains. So we have to make sure to be humble, to not judge, to not jump to judging, not making those unnecessary oaths. Don't be self-confident. Don't be a fool. Don't be wicked. Don't be arrogant. Try to always take that middle line, except for arrogance and anger. We should try to avoid at all costs. And if you don't do judgment in general, then you will avoid all these things in general. Always try to be down the kavschus as much as you can, and then thereby avoiding all these things. And it's, as there's a famous quote that says, it's better to be thought of a fool than to open your mouth and prove people right. So always be careful with how you speak about things and how you look at things. And if you just don't do that judging, you'll avoid all these bad things. Join us next time as we talk about not judging alone here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.